Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves two infrastructure projects worth over 7,600 crore rupees, including doubling of railway line and four-lane greenfield highway in Bihar. Security enhanced along India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand amid unrest in neighbouring country. Nepal's Gen Z protesters propose no name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to head interim government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses Ukraine conflict and India-EU trade agreement with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni over phone. Poland claims shooting down Russian drones violating its airspace during strikes on Ukraine. Russia rejects allegations. And in men's T20 Asia Cup cricket, Group A match between India and host UAE underway in Dubai. And now the news in detail. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved two major infrastructure projects worth a total of 7,616 crore rupees for the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway and doubling of 177 kilometer long railway line. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement about the CCEA's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said CCEA has approved the 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section across Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal. The project has been cleared with a total cost of approximately 3,169 crore rupees.
भागलपुर दुमका रामपुरहाट डबलिंग ये प्रोजेक्ट बिहार झारखंड और बंगाल को जोड़ने वाला एक बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है. इस डबलिंग के बाद में भागलपुर से दुमका और उससे सीधा रामपुरहाट की तरफ गाड़ियां जा सकेगी और बहुत बड़े तीर्थ स्थल देवघर धाम को भी जोड़ता है ये. और साउथ बिहार को जो बड़ी कनेक्टिविटी चाहिए होती है टुवर्ड्स कलकत्ता टुवर्ड्स साउथ वो कनेक्टिविटी इस प्रोजेक्ट से मिलती है.
The minister said CCEA has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway access-controlled Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. The total length of the project will be over 82 kilometers, with a total capital cost of over 4,447 crore rupees.
मोकामा से मुंगेर फोर लेनिंग ये बेसिकली बक्सर से भागलपुर जो कॉरिडोर है उस कॉरिडोर का सेक्शन है. इसका इन्वेस्टमेंट होगा 4,447 करोड़. बिहार में अगर आप देखते हैं गंगा जी के साउथ में ये पूरा का पूरा कॉरिडोर है. दक्षिणी बिहार का एक महत्वपूर्ण प्रोजेक्ट है ये. ओवरऑल एक घंटे का ट्रेवल टाइम बचेगा इस प्रोजेक्ट के कारण.
सिक्योरिटी हैज बीन हाइटेंड अलोंग द इंडिया नेपाल बॉर्डर इन बिहार, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand in the wake of violent clashes and protests in the neighbouring country. Special vigilance is being maintained at trade checkpoints and other entry points, with police and the Sashastra Seema Bal or SSB closely monitoring cross-border movement. In Bihar, Madhubani Superintendent of Police Yogendra Kumar said all border police stations have been placed on alert, while he personally inspected the area with senior officials.
मधुबनी पुलिस पूरी तरह से चौकस है और बॉर्डर के हमारे जितने भी पुलिस स्टेशन है सभी को हम लोग ने हाई अलर्ट पे रखा हुआ है. सभी हमारे एसडीपीओ सर्कल इंस्पेक्टर और थाना प्रभारी इस समय सब लोग फील्ड में हैं. हम लोग की कोशिश ये है कि कोई भी अवांछित तत्व ना इधर से उधर जाए ना उधर से इधर आए. और अभी इस वर्तमान में मधुबनी के जो बॉर्डर है के हमारे जितने भी पुलिस स्टेशन है सब जगह स्थिति पूरी तरह से सामान्य है और लगातार हम लोग सभी जगह नजर रखे हुए हैं.
वेस्ट चंपारण सुपरिंटेंडेंट ऑफ पुलिस डॉक्टर शौर्य सुमन सेड Joint patrolling by police and SSB is underway in the area.
पुलिस मुख्यालय द्वारा सभी जिले नेपाल से सटे हुए उनमें आपको हाई अलर्ट जारी कर दिया गया है. जो भी आवागमन लोगों का हो रहा है वो प्रॉपर चेकिंग के साथ किया जा रहा है. जो बाइक्स कार का जो एंट्री है वो भी आपको रिस्ट्रिक्टेड है. उसमें भी प्रॉपर चेकिंग करा के ही उसको हम लोग करवा रहे हैं और सुरक्षा व्यवस्था और शांति व्यवस्था बनाए रखने के लिए तत्पर.
Rail services between Nepal's Janakpur and India's Jayanagar have been suspended till further notice on the request of Nepalese authorities. The Uttar Pradesh government has declared a round-the-clock alert in all districts, Additional police forces have been deployed to reinforce security in the border areas. To help Indian citizens trapped in Nepal, a special control room has been set up in the Law and Order branch at police headquarters in Lucknow. In Uttarakhand, Champawat District Magistrate Manish Kumar said, surveillance along the international border has been further tightened to ensure law and order.
हमारे जो सीमावर्ती जितने भी गांव हैं वहां पे सभी ग्रामवासियों से बात की जा रही है। हमारे इंटरनेशनल बॉर्डर्स है वहां पे एसएसबी पुलिस फॉरेस्ट विभाग के द्वारा लगातार निगरानी जारी है। लोगों ने नजर बनाए रखा है, कोई भी अप्रिय घटना न हो इसके लिए पूरी जो एहतियात है उसको बरता जा रहा है। इसके अलावा सोशल मीडिया पे भी हम लोगों ने लगातार नजर बनाई हुई है।
In view of the ongoing unrest in Nepal, India's Ministry of External Affairs has advised Indian citizens to defer travel to the country until the situation has stabilized. The ministry has urged citizens to take shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. Meanwhile, Embassy of India in Beijing has issued an advisory for Indian citizens currently stranded in Tibet Autonomous Region while undertaking the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra organized by private tour operators through Nepal. Indian citizens have been advised to exercise due caution in view of the ongoing developments. In Nepal, a group of Gen Z representatives today proposed the name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to lead the interim government during a gathering in Kathmandu this evening. However, the proposal sparked discontent, with many youths gathering outside the venue to protest against the decision. Our correspondent reports that after days of violent protest, relative calm has returned to the capital city as discussions around forming an interim government gained momentum. It comes after the country witnessed chaos and deadly violence, which claimed lives of several people over the past 2 days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. It also led to the resignation of K.P. Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. Several political figures have also been seen at Army Headquarters, Jangi Adda in Bhadrakali, Dharan Mayor Harka Raj Sampangrai, and businessman Durga Prasai met with Nepali Army Chief Ashok Raj Sigdel. Mr. Prasai claimed that his visit was only to discuss the country's current state and emphasize the need for a broadly accepted civilian government. Kathmandu Mayor Balendra Shah's name has gained traction among the youth on social media. However, sources said that Mr. Shah insists Parliament must first be dissolved before he considers joining any interim leadership. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni today reaffirmed joint commitment to deepen India-Italy strategic partnership. In a telephonic conversation, both the leaders also reaffirmed commitment to their shared interest in bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that he was thankful for Italy's proactive support for concluding a mutually beneficial India-EU trade agreement and promoting connectivity through the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor initiative. Prime Minister Modi also spoke with Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al-Thani, and expressed deep concern at the attacks in Doha. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, India condemns the violation of the sovereignty of Qatar. He said New Delhi supports resolution of issues through dialogue and diplomacy and avoiding escalation. Mr. Modi stated that India stands firmly in support of peace and stability in the region and against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand tomorrow. During his visit to Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi will host the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, in the spiritual city of Varanasi. Mauritius Prime Minister is on a state visit to India till the 16th of this month. He reached Varanasi this evening. More from our correspondent.
During the bilateral discussions, the two leaders will review the full spectrum of cooperation with particular focus on development, partnership and capacity building. Both leaders will discuss opportunities for expanding collaboration in health, education, science and technology, energy, infrastructure, as well as in emerging domains such as renewable energy, digital public infrastructure, and the blue economy. As a close maritime neighbor in the Indian Ocean region, Mauritius is key to India's Mahasagar vision and the Neighborhood First policy. Alok Rai, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Later in the evening, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an aerial survey of the flood-affected areas in Uttarakhand. Mr. Modi will also chair a high-level review meeting with the officials. The Election Commission has certified election of C.P. Radhakrishnan as the next Vice President. The certification of the election of Mr. Radhakrishnan as the 15th Vice President was signed by the Chief Election Commissioner, Gyanish Kumar, and Election Commissioners, Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, and Dr. Vivek Joshi. The central government has permitted manufacturers, packers and importers of pre-packaged commodities to revise maximum retail price or MRP on unsold stock in line with recent changes in goods and services tax or GST rates. According to the notification from the Consumer Affairs Ministry, companies can revise MRPs on old stock by stamping, using stickers or online printing. However, the original MRP must remain visible and no overwriting will be allowed. On the occasion of Independence Day this year, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms. Mr. Modi's vision was realized on the 3rd of September, with the GST Council reducing tax rates in many sectors to ease the life of citizens. Today, our correspondent takes a look at the reforms aimed at boosting the drones ecosystem in the country. A report.
Under the next GST reforms, the government has announced a big relief in the area of drones. It has reduced the GST rates on drones to 5% regardless of use or camera type. Earlier, the rates were 18% for drones with the integrated cameras and 28% for drones classified for personal use. Similarly, flight and motion simulators for pilot training have also been exempted, encouraging the training ecosystem in the country. The tax reduction in the civil aviation sector will support India's rapidly growing drone ecosystem, accelerating drone adoption in areas such as agriculture, mining, defense, surveillance and logistics. It will also help in creating jobs in manufacturing, software and field operations, positioning India as a global leader in drone technology. With Soumya Shivang for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In business news, benchmark domestic equity indices ended around 0.4% higher today. Sensex gained 324 points to close at 81,425. Similarly, Nifty added 104 points to settle at 24,973. Poland and NATO today shot down several Russian drones in alleged violation of Polish airspace during Moscow's aerial attack on neighboring Ukraine. Poland Prime Minister Donald Tusk claimed that the airspace violation in the early hours today amounted to an intentional provocation from Moscow. Mr. Tusk said it forced the NATO and European Union member state to close its airspace and order citizens in the eastern part of the country to stay indoors. He said there were no casualties. The Polish Prime Minister also said his government is seeking NATO consultations on a potential response. On the other hand, Russia rejected Polish accusations, calling Warsaw's statements unfounded. Talking to media, Moscow's Char d'Affaires Andrei Ordash said no evidence has been presented that these drones are of Russian origin. In men's T20 Asia Cup cricket, host UAE were all out for 57 in 13.1 overs against India in their first Group A encounter in Dubai a short while ago. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bowl. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves two infrastructure projects worth over 7,600 crore rupees, including doubling of railway line and four-lane greenfield highway in Bihar. Security enhanced along India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand amid unrest in neighbouring country. Nepal's Gen Z protesters propose name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to head interim government. Prime Minister Modi discusses Ukraine conflict and India-EU trade agreement with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni over phone. Poland claims shooting down Russian drones violating its airspace during strikes on Ukraine. Russia rejects allegations. And in men's T20 Asia Cup cricket, Group A match between India and host UAE underway in Dubai. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.